Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's a singular great player. It feels like he's the best of the three that they've played thus far. I mean, do you see box in one? Do you see a zone? Do you see them throwing various formations defensively at him, or are they just going to go straight up?
Well, the danger with zone is this team has a plethora of three-point shooters.
And starts with that guy.
So I don't know if you want to go zone, because he'll bust your zone up. He'll destroy your zone defense. Luka Doncic is special. So it's like Nikola Jokic. It's just like him. What are you going to take away? What the Warriors did was they took away the playmaking ability of Jokic to say, go get yours. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let you drop 10 assists on us, 9 assists, and get everybody else rolling. We're not going to let you get Will Barton rolling and Aaron Gordon to roll and Monty Morris. We're going to let you do your thing. We're going to play tough one-on-one defense against you, but we're going to limit your playmaking ability. This is the same situation because you're not going to stop Luka. Luka can get to any spot he wants to on the floor. This guy, he may be Larry Bird reincarnated. Like, seriously.
No, I know.
With better ball handling. This guy's a problem. He's a great, great young player. And he's shown that he could take a team to 7. Think about all the headaches he gave the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. He cooked them. But what do you want to do? Well, maybe you want to shut down everybody else. You don't want Finney Smith going crazy from 3. You don't want Bullock going crazy from 3. You don't want Maxi Kleber going crazy from 3 or Dinwiddie or Brunson. So I think you got to take away the playmaking and say, you know what? Luka, you're going to score your 30 to 35, but you're not going to do anything else. We're going to turn you into an ISO player. And when the Suns did that in that series, where they just forced Luka to score and not get others involved, they won all three games.
Yeah, they had success with that. I feel like he's going to get his, no matter how we look at this. The guy that
wouldn't you take away the playmaking, though, with Luka? What would you take away?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to try to take away the playmaking. He's just such a unique playmaker. Like, he's going to get his 10 assists and 30 points. It's just going to happen. It's, can you make him less efficient? You know, can you speed him up a little? Can you keep him off the free throw line and keep away? How many times do you guys fall and then he turns around? He's got a wide open shot.
Right.
I mean, I feel like that happens all the time because he's so big and so strong and because guys are looking for chance. To me, he's not the guy that you're going to stop because he's going to get his. It's making him a little work harder than he needs to. It's Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, that's the one guy I feel like you can't let both of them go off simultaneously in the same game. If they both go off, I feel like we're doomed.
Well, I think Dinwiddie, Brunson, and Luka combined to score, I believe, 89 points in that game 7.
Wow.
89, if I'm not mistaken. 24 for Brunson, 35 for Luka, 59 right there. 89 points, because Dinwiddie had 30 off the bench. And Dinwiddie had been kind of been scuffling a little bit in these playoffs. He did not have a good Utah series. You look at the Utah series, he was not efficient at all. Shot 36.7% in that series. He did have a good closeout game, though. He had 19 in the closeout game in Salt Lake City. But against the Phoenix Suns, he shot 38%. Really, that was his signature game in that series. Other than that, 15 points in game 6, 2 points in game 5, 10 points in game 4.
You're not worried
4
about
points.
Him?
Oh, no, I'm worried about him.
I'm really worried about him.
No, because dribble drive penetration.
Yes.
And when they went on that 26-1 run in the third regular season game, Dinwiddie was special in that game, scoring 10 points. However, he could scuffle a little bit. He's a high-volume scorer, and he'll get into his own head and scuffle.
Well,
Brunson's the guy I think you got to slow down on that pick and roll. He's, on my game plan, number 2, the second guy I got to take away. Dinwiddie's, again, I want to take away Dinwiddie as well. I'm not diluting Dinwiddie's game whatsoever. But Brunson, you can't sleep on him as well.
I'm not sleeping on Brunson at all. I'm really worried about that second unit and then, like, the start of the second quarter. You know, it just feels like they've been so hit and miss in that second quarter in terms of their efficiency. And, like, the first half of these games is going to tell me everything. Like, they cannot dig holes against this team.
No.
I feel like that plays right into Dallas's hands. And so I don't want to see them have, you know, Steph on the bench. They're down five. Spencer Dinwiddie comes in that second quarter.
Right.
And now they're down 10, 12, 15. And then they're fighting out of a hole. That's a very big problem. So I don't want to see that happen. And then he starts to gain confidence. And a guy that you're saying is scuffling in the playoffs, which you're right. It's like, I just don't want him to gain any confidence in this series.
And look, he's got confidence because he dropped 30 in a close. He's had two really good closeout games for the Dallas Mavericks. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy Simplified. We're going to talk to Dave Fleming about the Giants at 8 o'clock. And then we have Zaza Pachulia for the executive show at 8:30. We'll get into the series with Zaza. His former team, the Dallas Mavericks, of course. Zaza almost got voted into the All-Star game 1 year with the Dallas Mavericks. But let's go to Oakland, California and chat with our main man, Tamir, here on the roast. What up, Tamir?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know how there hasn't been basketball the last couple of days, so I went back and watched the Phoenix series in Utah and then the Warriors against theirs. And I was going to say, at first, I was like Dallas in seven, but after watching the series, I think it's Dubs in five.
Mm.
It's because of, like, you guys just mentioned it, Dinwiddie and Brunson. They haven't had to chase no guards around, like, the Warriors that come off of screens and stuff.
That's true.
If you look at the games when they played Phoenix and Utah, like, when they made their runs, Phoenix would just pass the ball once, and then the guy would stand in the, you know, corner three. The Warriors don't just stand there after they pass the ball. They could try to hunt out Steph or Poole or whatnot, but I think they're going to be a little tired as well because they'll be chasing those guys around. And like the other caller said, and you too, Vontae, I think Poole's about to have a monster series because I don't think Dallas is nowhere near physical as Memphis is.
Mm-hmm.
They could put Powell or whoever else they want out to guard him on a pick and roll. Poole's about to have money at the cup all day. And when him penetrating, that opens up for everybody else. So I'm sticking with Dubs and five. So that's what, after watching the film, cutting it down and doing like I do when I coach basketball, that's what I saw. I think Luke is going to get here because he's just a great player
right,
like that. But as far as everyone else, I think they'll try to get theirs. But if you have to guard on the other end, and like Draymond said, we cut back on our turnovers. I think the Warriors could run these dudes off the floor.
Yeah. You know what, Tamir? Great breakdown there. And, you know, I watched some of the games back just between the Warriors and the Mavs, especially the March 3rd contest, because I thought that was closer to a playoff game and had a playoff feel to it. But also when you watch the Suns series, I did feel a lot more confident last night for the Golden State Warriors in this series. Originally, I thought Dubs and seven, man, it's going to be a bar burner. It's going to be really, really tough because of the Mavericks' length and their ability to switch or whatnot. But they haven't seen ball movement like this. Phoenix, let's be real about something. I want to put this on the table here. I don't want to know what you think about this. Phoenix is overrated, which is why I wanted Phoenix a lot. And we look at their run. Everybody always talks about the Warriors in 2015, how, oh, Mike Conley Jr. was hurt and Kyrie Irving was hurt and the Rockets were banged up and they got lucky there. Well, you look at the Suns' run from a season ago, Anthony Davis and LeBron getting hurt, all right? Second round, you play the Nuggets without Jamal Murray. Conference finals. Oh, what do you know? Kawhi Leonard gets hurt in the previous series against the Utah Jazz, and they get the lucky little alley-oop to DeAndre Ayton to outlast the Clippers in six of that series. They had a very similar lucky run. Had the Clippers been healthy? I think the Clippers beat them in the Western Conference finals a season ago. And you look at their offense, it was either Chris Paul and Ayton with the pick and roll that the Warriors defend very, very well. And then Booker's more of an ISO guy right now. He's still has to get better at playing off the basketball. So that's why I thought the Suns. I was like, give me the Suns all day long. Warriors are going to smoke them. But home court advantage, and if the Warriors do win those first two games, I find it hard to see the Mavericks trying to win four out of the last five of that series against a team like the Dubs. So I do feel a lot better about the Dubs in this series.
Yeah, they got to handle business at home. I mean, winning both games at home would be monumental. If you split one and Dallas gets one, the series would feel totally different, right?
Yeah.
And God forbid you lose both of them at home. I mean, that's not something I want to think about. It's interesting on the Phoenix thing. Because the way you break it down for last year's playoffs, it's hard to argue with you. But then I guess my only question is, what about the regular season this year? Is it just not transferable to the playoffs?
Think about how many players or teams been stars in the way the NBA treats regular season.
I know, but they did win 60-something games.
They won 60, but the Warriors, a team like the Warriors was like, we don't care about the seed.
I know. They were.
Memphis had a lot of injuries. They're coming up as a 2 seed. Denver doesn't have their guys. Utah went through a slump and lost some guys. And, you know, Joe Ingles or whatnot, he got hurt for the rest of the year. I mean, yeah, 64 wins is 64 wins, but doesn't mean that much in today's NBA to win that many games?
Well, I just think the way that they did it, they were awesome. I thought they were really good. I thought they were the best team in the league, at least for the regular season. I just feel like the playoffs are so different. It's about matchups, and we've talked about this for years. Like, you know, these regular season teams, and then they get into the play, Houston, for example, mm-hmm. and they get into the playoffs, and it's just a totally different, you know, style of play and way you go. I mean, look at Boston. The final 2 months of the season, the way that they closed it, I felt like, wow, that meant something. And look what they've done now in the playoffs. So I don't know. I could play it in both directions. I thought I was watching one of the better teams in the league all year in Phoenix, and maybe I was wrong.
No, it's all good. I just wasn't as impressed. When I saw that Christmas Day game where the Warriors beat them without Poole and Wiggins, and I was like, all right, the Phoenix Suns, you can match. They play slow, too, and they're not a three-ball dominant team. Is Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges really going to kill you from the three-point line consistently over a seven-game series? I don't believe so. And Ayton is, I think Ayton gets overrated. He's a nice big.
Well,
he's a nice big who's going to get you a double-double. But he's going to dominate like Jokic? No.
No, but he did beat up the Warriors, right? Like, he did. He beat up the Warriors at times.
A little bit. But I thought the Warriors neutralized him in the last time out weeks of the regular season. And that was
that
kind of
game.
A playoff feel.
The game they should have
And
won.
That was a preview where it was like, all right, they could neutralize this guy. Hell, the Pelicans neutralized him at times. They did. Yeah. It's just the truth.
I don't know. I struggle with Phoenix because I thought they were really good all year, and it's hard to argue with some of the things that you're saying there.
Well, look, we're going to break this series down. Mavericks and Warriors, it's a lot of fun here. Go ahead.
The thing on Phoenix, one last point. Forget what they were all year and what they were last year. To not show up in Game 7,
I mean,
that to me was as surprising as anything. It's one thing to lose.
Well,
it's another thing to literally not show up.
Well, you know what? Give the Dallas Mavericks a lot of credit. 27 points in a half.
No doubt.
They scored 5 points in the last 7:51 at that first half. 5 points at home. That's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
We're not playing for the mustard. We're playing for the hot dogs right now.
Certainly out there enjoying vacation. We'll get him on next week. Of course, his son, Greg St. Jean, is an assistant coach with the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks Warriors. We're going to do a lot of breaking down of that series coming up here. 888-957-9570. What is your biggest concern in these Western Conference Finals? Is it turnovers? Is it shot making? Is it slow starts? Is it Luka Doncic? 888-957-9570. What's your biggest worry when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks? Austin, we'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Whole Foods.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Market.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors and Mavericks, game one tomorrow night. Chase Center, baby. No, baby, should be fun. Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Okay, Langford. DJ nice guy. Don't forget, listen tomorrow for a chance to win tickets to see game one against the Mavericks. Be sure to be tuned in tomorrow morning at 7:30 for Know the Show. Listen to the show from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, and at 8:15, be the first caller to answer a question about what happened earlier on the show. And you will be heading to Chase Center for game number one of the Western Conference Finals. Zaza, we're going to move him up. Zaza Pachulia will join us in 11 minutes. He's going to join us at 7:30 for the executive show. Zaza, Mr. Nothing Easy Pachulia.
So let's do a quick aside here then while we're here. Joe Lacob has been a great owner for the Golden State Warriors. But before he came here, the guy that I coveted, just as a sports fan, I always looked across at Mark Cuban, and I was like, you know, I would want him as my owner. That's what I would want. Like, I want someone who wants to win. Put the politics to the side. You know, there's things I'm sure you believe in your politics that I don't agree with, and vice versa. Like, whatever, right? I don't care about the politics side of it. All I care about, do you want your team to win as bad as I do the fan? And I feel like Mark Cuban does. Now, does he make every correct transaction and move? And I don't know. We could argue about that all day. But in terms of giving his team the best opportunity to have all of the financial resources they need to compete, I always looked across at Mark Cuban and I was like, that's the kind of owner I want as a fan.
Early on, I did. But then you think about some of the things that's gone on in that organization.
I was getting to that.
A lot of sexual harassment cases, journalists who was harassing people. And the way he broke up that championship team, it took him a long time to get free agents to come down there. And heck, he really hasn't gotten any marquee free agents.
They've really been shunned by all
because
the free agents.
He broke apart that team, and a lot of people weren't happy about that. Dirk, now Dirk's been around, but Jason Terry, Jay Kidd, a lot of people spoke out about that. And for a long time, players, with all the things going on within the organization, all the politics that you speak of, people were like, you know what? I'm not going to Dallas. I'd rather go to Houston. I'd rather go to South Beach. We're going to leave Dallas alone. So he's really had to build from within the Dallas Mavericks, and to get lucky with Luka Doncic because Phoenix passes up on him.
Well, that was a shrewd trade.
Sacramento passes up on him. So he trades away Trae Young for Luka Doncic, and now you start to build around him. They had the big trade with Kristaps Porzingis with the Knicks. They gave him a bunch of money. Boom, you pivot off of him because you realize that Luke and KP don't really get along and they don't mesh together on the floor.
And
so you go get Dinwiddie. Yeah, they're a lot better for it, but you get Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans in the draft, Jalen Brunson. You develop him. So really, they've struggled getting free agents. I'd much rather be Joe Lacob right now when you consider it. But I hear you where you're coming from with Joe Mark Cuban. He came in with a splash.
Yes.
And let's be real. He flipped that entire organization. When we were growing up, the Mavericks stunk.
I'm glad you said it because like 92 through whatever, you know, 1999.
They were awful.
You mean 11, 13. Like it's just horrific years. And
Ross Perot was running the team. Remember that? He owned the team.
Ross Perot. Yes. your 92 presidential candidate. I do remember him. But like that's the thing. Like I just look at what he's done since he's gotten there, and we could argue about what he did with that particular team. They didn't win a championship. They've been, for the most part, pretty competitive.
No, they have.
And they've been relevant. And I just look at the Dallas Mavericks in our lifetime. I mean, Derek Harper was a card that you would get. What other player from the Dallas Mavericks be in the 80s and 90s where you're like, I got to get that guy's card?
Yeah, I mean, Rolando Blackman.
That's a good one.
But they traded Mark Aguirre. They traded Mark Aguirre to the Pistons. Yeah. He helped them win the championship. Sam Perkins was a longtime Dallas Maverick. Also, Derek Harper. But then they had a little run
Derek
with
Harper.
Okay, I didn't hear that. sorry.
All good. All good.
JJJ, though. They had the JJJ boys.
Yes.
Jamal Mashburn and Jason Kidd.
But they traded them all
away. They did.
They never
Jim Jackson.
Gave an opportunity to grow.
They broke apart.
They were a great NBA, what was it?
NBA Jam.
NBA Jams team. Thank you.
But they, you know, they didn't get along and they broke that team apart. Mm-hmm. But Mark Cuban came in with the private jets, the first class.
Mm-hmm,
you know, they all had laptops and stuff in their cubicles, or not cubicles, but lockers. To get office space. So like Mark Cuban has done a lot for that Dallas Mavericks organization. And look, he's a fun guy at times, you know, coming on the floor. Now, he does get annoying when he's standing right next to the team.
And berating
on
officials.
The bench. Yeah, he's on the bench. He's high-fiving players. Yeah. Like, you're not a player, dude. Sit down.
Well, and
relax.
We had Mike Bassick on, who has a radio show in that area.
We'll get him on Friday, too.
Oh, nice. And he also was a Major League Baseball pitcher, and he was criticizing Mark Cuban like crazy. Remember that, B?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of this year. And I don't know. I don't think he's perfect. I think you could do a lot worse if you're looking around at all the owners in all the sports than Mark Cuban. And I find him to be refreshing, quite frankly.
Twitch and YouTube is down right now. Stay patient with us. We'll get that rocking and rolling as soon as we can. Having some technical difficulties. Our YouTube and Twitch audience, stay patient there. We'll get this rocking and rolling very, very shortly. Let's go back out to the line. So, yeah. Austin in the Bay Area, what is your biggest concern when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks in these Western Conference Finals? What up, Austin?
Hey, what up, man? Hey, the biggest concerns are the turnovers and the referees. It seems like they like to call a lot of and-ones. So we got Luka / wannabe James Harden. I hope they don't give this man 1,000 free throws, because our last game we just played, it was like 20-11 free throws that we lost right there. And this is going to come down between Klay Thompson and Spencer Dinwiddie, or whatever. I don't know how to say his name, but they both come off major injuries. They both just had 30 points in their last game. So whichever one can get off and play defense will win the series.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Austin, let's go to Gene. Gene has a concern that I think something we're going to discuss here moving forward. Very interesting quirk in the schedule. Gene, the schedule's your biggest concern, huh?
Absolutely. You know, this is an older team, as I keep saying.
Mm.
Now they're going to be playing every other day. So by game three or four, they're going to be gassed, kind of like they were in the last series when they had to basically phone in game five because they just didn't have it. So, I mean, I can see them losing a couple of games, one or two, just because they're not going to have the energy to play the game they need to win. But I still see them winning in six. Okay, I'm not really afraid of this team. I'm afraid of the Boston Celtics, who I've been afraid of right from the beginning of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But having that home court advantage just might do the trick for us. So
yeah, I'm with that, Gene. And the schedule, Mullen brought this up a few weeks ago, and he's spot on. He's so smart, Chris Mullen. He's like, you know, Bonte, we have all these days off in between games in the first and second round. Then we get to the Final Four, and we're playing every other day.
It's ridiculous.
Wouldn't you want to get the first and second round out of the way first, and then give your better teams more rest to have better quality games?
When there's more high-profile audience watching?
Yeah, and promote it a little bit better.
I'm
Why not have
you.
2 days off between game two and game three?
Well,
and then you have a couple days off between game four and game five. I don't like the every other day in a conference final.
No, I'm with you. And what's interesting is it felt like the back end of this series was locked in stone.
Right.
Because of some of the TV windows that they're going to try to hit, you know, around Memorial Day, right? That's
mm-hmm.
what my interpretation was.
Right.
We didn't know whether it was going to start on Monday or Wednesday or whatever. I don't get it. I don't know. The TV executives know it better than I do, because they're all beholden to the TV. Like, that's where it is. It's whatever ABC, I'm assuming ABC is going to end up with the majority of those weekend opportunities.
Well, TNT gets the Western Conference Finals, the entirety of the Western
Conference
Finals.
Is that what it is? Okay.
ESPN gets the Eastern Conference Finals.
And then
so
the finals goes to ABC.
Oh, goes to ABC, ESPN.
But isn't it like all wrapped into the television?
Maybe, probably. I mean, think about the Memphis series. Game two was Tuesday. and then Saturday was game three. So you got to do that for the second round, but you got to play every other day, and you have to. That's a 3.5 hour flight to Dallas, Texas.
I believe if it goes to six, game six will be Friday night, next Friday.
Friday night,
which is a Memorial Day travel.
No. I think it's Saturday. I think it's Saturday. When you look at the schedule here,
what is it?
I'm gonna pull up the schedule in just a second. I believe
they play Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
Game six is on a Saturday, and game seven would be on a Monday.
So it's Thursday,
Memorial Day.
Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
So here's a series. Yeah. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Thursday, Saturday. Okay.
And then Monday for game six. So every other day, the rest of the way.
If you go game seven on that Monday, you're going to have a gigantic audience on Memorial Day.
Yeah, that'll be big time.
I mean, that'll be a humongous, humongous audience.
That means we'll be working on Memorial Day.
Well, I thought the NHL whiffed big time yesterday not having a game on last night.
That was silly.
They've synced up all the Eastern Conference games. Like, the Florida Panthers are in the playoffs right now.
Right. Playing
Miami,
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and both Miami and the Heat and both Florida teams in hockey are playing each other. And every game is on the exact same night.
Yeah, that's silly.
I mean, what are we doing, NHL?
I mean, Gary Bettman. You talk about...
Did you hear Joe Biden call him Batman?
Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty funny. Gary Batman.
Yeah, I got to jump right, man. He's up there. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. A couple minutes before we get to Zaza Pachulia. By the way, YouTube is back up. YouTube is back up here, so thanks to our YouTube audience for staying patient there. Go to 95.70 Game on YouTube. Like, subscribe. YouTube is back up. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. It's been a while, man.
Rob, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? I feel like this is going to be the easiest matchup the Warriors have had since they've been winning titles the last 5 or 6 years. I feel like, Luka, he might get his, but the thing with the Warriors is they can put a roster out there where there's four guys on the floor that can handle and get their own shot. And I feel like if you put Luka in situations where, like they did Jokic, make him play defense, isolate him against Steph Curry, run him around some screens. Let Wiggins get some isolation on. Make him stay in front of Wiggins. Make him stay in front of Poole. Don't let him hide. Because I feel like he liked Dirk back before Dirk won the title. Dirk used to get his numbers, but teams would go at Dirk. And at the end of the day, Dirk would get tired. So I feel like Dallas doesn't have enough weapons outside of Luka that can scare the Warriors. Mm. And Dinwiddie, but he ain't nobody to fear.
What about Brunson? Brunson, worry you a little bit with his physicality, him on a pick and roll?
I mean, he can play, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like the Warriors and one Tyler's playing against better players. And I Brunson good, don't get me wrong, but there's some other guys. Who else they got on their team that can create their own shot against others outside of Brunson?
Is Brunson, Dinwiddie, and Luka? Is Brunson, Dinwiddie, and Luka? Those are the three playmakers right there.
They scare you? Outside of Luka?
Dinwiddie's tough, man. Dinwiddie caused the Warriors a lot of problems with dribble drive penetration.
Forget that. Rob, I want to ask you a question before you get out of here, because I haven't heard from you in so long. Bonte's going to be gone during training camp for the 49ers. You want to be my running mate? What's up, man? Are we going to go to these practices together and watch Trey Lance tear it up?
Let's do it. You know, I'm ready. I'm always going down. I'll be down there. Let me know.
Let's go. Call in when football season's, right around the corner. I can't wait to hear your takes, man.
You already know. I'm fired up right now. I can't wait for the season.
All right, Rob. We'll talk about the schedule.
I love Rob.
We got to get to the schedule. As soon as we get a break in the Warriors, the schedule's evergreen. We'll break it down like we do, as always.
I'm a little disappointed.
What, the schedule?
Yeah, I just...
Why? Why are you disappointed? What's wrong?
I'm in a spot where I can't really pick any trips right now, and we're just I want to go
Chicago.
Thanks. I want to go everywhere, and I can't go anywhere.
Check it out. So there's a lot of people on Twitter already got their Giants Cubs tickets for the Saturday, Niners Bears on that Sunday.
Yeah.
You ever been to Chicago?
No.
Oh my gosh, this great city.
Yeah.
Langford, you been to Chicago?
We talked about this last week. No.
Oh, I don't remember what I said yesterday. What do you mean last week? You got to remind me about these things. Lutman, have you been to Chicago?
I did, yeah. I went 4th of July 2019. It was very nice out there. Very hot, but yeah, it's a very nice city.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Did you go out to Lake Michigan?
Yeah. We watched fireworks over the lake, so yeah, it was a good time.
Did you chart pitches for Liam Hendricks, or like, what were you doing?
No, this was prior to Hendricks being with the White Sox. So I think he wasn't with the White Sox then.
I thought Liam Hendricks was with the Cubs at the time.
Who knows?
The Cubs were in town, but well, maybe ask Zaza if he has ever been to Chicago.
Oh, Zaza has been to Chicago, as we bring in Zaza Pachulia an hour earlier for the executive show. Zaza, Mr. Nothing Easy, Langford, hit it!
Welcome to the executive show.
Nothing Easy!
An inside look at the Warriors front office.
Hey, can somebody give Bob some credit?
With NBA champion and Warriors front office member Zaza Pachulia on 95.7 The Game.
Zaza, Mr. Nothing Easy, Pachulia, two-time NBA champ with the Golden State Warriors, now a consultant in the front office. We moved him up an hour, and it's good to hear from him as we get ready for the Western Conference Finals. Game one tomorrow against Zaza's former team, the Dallas Mavericks, playing it against his former team that he now works with, the Golden State Warriors. Zaza, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. This is time of the year, actually. I mean, listening and hearing and seeing my this meme video of mine, Nothing Easy, and going to Game 7. It's because it's a playoff time, so this is time of the year where my video is all over the place. So.
and your intro's back, Zaza. Your intro was back on the show. We had to fix that up there. Let's revisit Game 6 before we break down the Mavericks and look ahead to the series in the Western Conference Finals. Game 6, how much fun was that at Chase Center? To see Looney grab 22 rebounds, Wiggins crash the boards, and the Warriors, the smaller Warriors, gets more physical, longer athletic Memphis Grizzlies, they out-rebound them in Game 6, 70-44. How about that, Zaza?
You know, I think we talked about it, Vontae, where you know, playoffs is so fun. And, you know, one of the you know, great parts of the playoffs is adjustments, right? So you make adjustments from game to game, and obviously coaches doing a great job of, you know, watching the videos and see where we made the mistakes or where we should get better. And this, you know, adjustments have done it literally in 24 to 48 hours. And there was clearly that our coaching staff did an amazing job from Game 5 to Game 6, and even this small change in the lineup, the, you know, Looney starting. And, yes, we're talking about his 22 rebounds, this phenomenal, right? It was amazing, especially the offensive rebounds and, you know, kickouts and, you know, threes that we were making all, from all over the place. But at the same time, taking Steven Adams from affecting the game like he did in Game 5 in Memphis, right? So it was amazing atmosphere in Chase Center, probably one of the best that I've seen this year. You know, crowd was so into it, and I think everybody understood the importance of Game 6, and also our guys, you know, all of them let the fans cheer for something, right? So it was a great, great atmosphere.
Your relationship with Klay Thompson is pretty well documented. So how did you feel for Klay Thompson Game 6? Because that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you know Klay, you probably knew, you know, this was the game, right, for him to shine and something, because his nickname is Game 6 Thompson, Klay Game 6 Thompson, right? So that was expected, and, you know, he came, when game started, actually, we were sitting in the executive suite, and we were talking about, it's one of those games, you know, and then, you know, he definitely delivered, and, you know, he was on fire throughout the whole game, so. The staff joined, and, you know, obviously everybody contributed, and we needed. And in the same time, I got to tell the guys, like, I want to give a credit to Memphis Grizzlies. They played really, really well. Yeah. They definitely pushed us, you know, to be our best versions ourselves. And I was having a conversation with Mike Brown the other day. I said, I think they made us better. I think they prepared us for this series, because this series against Dallas Mavericks is going to be even more difficult. So I think they put us in a situation where we are more prepared mentally and physically, right? And I can't wait for the series to start. You know, shout out to Memphis Grizzlies. They played really well.
No, they were tough. They were tough, and they're going to be around for a while if they keep that core together. We're talking to Zaza Pachulia now, a consultant in the front office for the Golden State Warriors, of course, a two-time champ with the Dubs. Zaza, let's go. I want to revisit Looney, though, because you played with Kevon Looney. And at one point, we didn't know if he was an NBA player. He had the hip surgeries. You know, he was always hurt. Then we see him in 2019 play really well during that stretch against the Rockets, especially in 2018 as well, when you guys won that third championship there. Could you just discuss what Looney's done this season? Because he's played 82 games. He's been a total professional all season long, whether he's starting or coming off the bench. He's going to be a free agent after the season. His story doesn't get talked about enough, and how he stabilized the front court for the Golden State Warriors.
I'm glad you bring this up, Bonte, because, yes, you're right. This story has not been talking about a lot because we are centers. You know, centers, unfortunately, don't get, you know, appreciation and as much credit as they deserve or we deserve, right? So because, you know, it's a lot of dirty work. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of things that doesn't show up in the stats. So it's not sexy. You know, that's the reality. Without centers, I mean, we saw like the impact that Looney had with his hard work, with his, you know, with his dirty work. It's, I call it blue collar mentality, you know. So, and Looney has been great this year. Played all 82 games, and you know, always been there, always solid, and have been helping the team. And I think one of the reasons why we had successful seasons because of him, and it's continuing. So, he deserves a lot of credit. Because, like, knowing, like, the type of players we have, like Steph and Clay, right, and Jordan Poole, they need the type of player that what Looney brings on the table, like, with his screening, with his physicality. Like, the last game was a perfect example of him getting offensive rebounds and getting kickouts, right, for the shooters, and how many threes we made. And those moments were, like, the game changer, in my opinion, especially the last 5 minutes of the game. So, yeah, I mean, We're lucky to have him. We're lucky to have him, and he's having a phenomenal season.
What do you think about Andrew Wiggins? Because it felt like to me, you know, these old playoffs, he's had an opportunity to really shine, and his impact goes beyond the box score. And people that are watching and seeing this team continue to win and advance in the playoffs are really, truly appreciating the impact Andrew Wiggins has on the game. How are you feeling for him right now?
You know, that's a really good question, because he also understands the impact he's bringing, right? Because regular season is regular season, but once we get in the playoffs and you keep moving forward, you keep going to the next round, that kind of check mark of you understanding and realizing, you know what, that's what this team needs from me. You know, that's how I got to play for us to win. And until you see the results, It's kind of hard to believe. It's hard to kind of convince yourself that, you know what, yes, I'm not averaging like 30 points that I was in Minnesota, but I still got an amazing impact. Then, you know, also the type of teammates he has, like, I don't know if you guys heard Steph Curry after the game, I think it was yesterday, talking about Wiggs, that his presence, right, how important he is for this team to succeed and win a championship. Right. So, and it takes time. It takes time. And yesterday, actually, I was listening to Kobe's interview. That he's talking about, like, it takes time to succeed. It takes time to get on top of the Everest, right? It doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, every success story has a process. And I think this is a perfect example of, you know, talking about Looney, talking about Wiggs to really understand and embrace the role in this new environment, new situation. You know, it took some time, but I think we got to the point where, you know, okay, he understands, like, this is what is expected from me, and that's my job to help this team to win the championship.
And it was huge in that second half, game six, 15.6 rebounds, 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. Andrew Wiggins definitely earning his money in this postseason and really becoming a factor. As we talked to Zaza Pachulia here on the executive show, Mr. Nothing Easy on the Morning Roast. And look, Draymond Green, you know, Mike Brown made the comment last Thursday, Zaza, that Draymond needs to let it fly. He needs to be more aggressive offensively. Well, we saw that Friday against the Memphis Grizzlies. He took 14 shots. He almost dropped a triple-double. He's going to have to be more aggressive against the Dallas Mavericks, a tough defense, a team that likes to switch. But that was vintage Draymond Green, wasn't it? He was everywhere on the floor Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with Mike for making a comment that he needs to be more aggressive offensively and get more shots, because the way they were guarding him, basically his man was helping all the other shooters, and Draymond was still looking for the our shooters, where most of the time it was two defenders on them, right? So that's why offensively there was not in as much flow as we are used to, right? So, you know, he's very capable of making them. We've seen him making those shots. Maybe not like Steph or Clay, but we've seen, and that's all you need, Ante. You need, like, couple threes mm-hmm. to go in, and you feel good about yourself, and also you're kind of unlocking the defense. You know, mm-hmm. you're definitely unlocking, you know, what we're doing offensively, right? Mm-hmm. So, Draymond is smart. You know, he knows, you know, how to pick and choose and, you know, make sure we get the right shots and quality shots. And, but sometimes this kind of comment will help you to get to the point and mindset sooner, right? So, because, like, guess what? We all need confidence. We all need motivation, you know. And then, you know, I don't care how good we are. We all need time to time to remind ourselves that, you know what? You got green light. And I'm so glad that Mike Brown made the comment. And I think definitely helped him work.
You know, we were talking before you came on about the contrast between the two owners in the next series. You know, Mark Cuban and Joe Lacob. You've had an opportunity to work for both of them. How are they the same, and how are they different?
I was lucky to work for both owners, and both of them are amazing in their own way. Honestly, I really truly enjoy playing for Mark. And obviously, I continue to work in and engage with Joe. And I learned so much from both of them. And I have a lot of respect for both. And like I said, they are great in their own ways and super passionate. There's something common they have, the passion and love for this game and, you know, engagement. Because I play for six different teams, and not every owner, unfortunately, are as engaged as these two are. As a player, you appreciate that. You know, that your owner has your back and your owner is always there, good times and bad times, right? Mark is more, you know, out on social media. he loves tweeting. He loves being engaged, even in the conversation. And Joe, not as much. I even don't know if he has a Twitter.
Zaza, you know Joe Lacob has a burner account somewhere.
Or somebody who's monitoring a burner account for him.
He knows about every article, every radio show. He knows what's being said about his team.
Well, I call that engagement, right? Engage. Whatever it takes, but they're both engaged. I'm pretty sure they'll be... Mark will be coming at Chase Center in Nono this week, and Joe will be going to the Dallas, flying to Dallas, you know, to watch and support their team. So it's going to be a battle between those two, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be a battle on the court and off the court as well. But, you know, much love and, you know, respect to both owners because they truly care. They truly have their players' backs, and, you know, it's just beautiful to see as an owner being so engaged.
How good is Luka Doncic, Zaza?
He's amazing. He's been amazing since day one. He, you know, stepped in this family, on NBA court. Such a short period of time, he has so many fans and, you know, even as opponents, right? So he earned the respect so quickly, from his opponents and from the fans. And, you know, I gotta tell you something, guys, like, being from different countries, from different continents, it makes it even more difficult, right, to earn this kind of respect. And Luka was able to do it because of his professionalism, because of his game, because of his charisma, how he stepped on his court. So it's good for the game. It's good for the NBA, obviously. And, you know, but, you know, this is a series where it's not about enjoy Luka's game, you know, and I really hope we're going to go to the NBA Finals.
What is it about Luka's game that is just so unique? Is it the methodical play? Is it his size? Is it his shot making, his court vision? Like, if you were to point out one thing, I mean, I know he does everything really well, but if it's one thing that you think really separates him from some of his other contemporaries, what would it be?
Oh, wow. It's very hard to come out with one thing, right? But whatever you just mentioned over there, he got it all. And he knows how to use them all together. I mean, I think that's how I look at Luka, right? So he's not the fastest guy. He's not tallest guy. He's not the most athletic guy, but he does it all together. That's what makes him so unique. But probably one thing that stands out, right, his IQ and his confidence. His IQ and his knowing who really he is, you know. So, and he uses every single night. That's how I can describe Luka. But, you know, looking even like before he came in NBA, looking at him, watching his games in EuroLeague and in Europe, it's been amazing. He's been like that for years. Even like when he was 16 years old, like he has some moves where without confidence, without believing and trusting yourself, it's just impossible to do as a teenager. And I played in this league. I know it's not as easy to kind of showcase and to have this kind of green light and confidence in this league because European mentality is a little bit different. They're all trying to win. You know, it's about win-win-win because, you know, if not, you might get fired after losing three games in a row. Europeans have no patience whatsoever when it comes to wins or losses, right? So Luka was able to do some crazy highlight, you know, moves even when he was a teenager. And without IQ and confidence, it's just impossible. And obviously talent, you know, so it's just impossible to do those things. And this guy won it all. Like, he won the EuroLeague. He won the, you know, Spanish Championship. He was the MVP. And he won the EuroBasket. He's done it all when he was a teenager.
Zaza, before we let you go, something that always comes up during this time, and I don't know why people say it. I don't really read too much into it, but I wonder what your former teammate thinks about it, and that's Stephen Curry. Zaza, why do people think that Steph Curry's not clutch? I mean, like, it's the whole thing, like, man, he's not clutch. He doesn't have buzzer beaters or yada, yada, yada. Did they not watch the fourth quarter last Friday? Why? What does Steph Curry think about all that talk about him not, quote-unquote, being clutch?
One thing I realized throughout my time in NBA that I don't care what he do, the fans and social media, especially in today's reality where there's a freedom of speech, right? And, you know, you can basically put anything you want to anything you think. And nobody knows you, by the way. Like, people don't know you. You don't have thousands and millions of followers, but you can write anything you want to. And it continues, obviously. And do we really need to listen to those comments and read those comments? I don't think so. I don't think it does any good. But people just going to put out anything that they're thinking about, you know, it is true or not. But reality is this guy changed the game. Reality is this guy, if you look at the last 10 years, what, you know, Warriors have done, and Steph Curry has been head of the state throughout this, you know, run and this decade for this team, playing six finals and, you know, winning three championships and a couple MVP trophies. And obviously, this season is on its way, on the right direction. And, you know, we are top four teams so far, right? So we have a perfect chance to finish with another championship. So I think that the stats and numbers talk itself, you know, Vance. And I know Steph, right. You know, he doesn't care. You know, he wants to prove it on the court, and, you know, and he will. And people are going to continue. Even after winning the championship, even after winning, you know, game-winning shot,
right,
people still going to find something to say. And that's the beauty of the sports today. You got to look at that. You got to enjoy, like Steph has been enjoying his, you know, his life. And that's the right mentality I have, because without that, if you really get into it, if you stress yourself and if you really read all the comments, it's just going to drive you crazy. So for that reason, I love this, you know, dynamic of you doing your job on the court or wherever you work.
Right.
And let the people talk about you, you know, because you're going to see a lot of great comments, a lot of positive comments, and you're going to see a lot of negatives. But that's the reality we're living in.
No doubt. By the way, are you traveling to Dallas, Zaza?
Absolutely.
Man, so are you and the team staying at the most famous hotel in Dallas, Texas, which is the Dallas Boutique Zaza Hotel? Hotel Zaza? Are you guys staying at Hotel Zaza? I'll tell you you are, Zaza.
I have a free room. I better have a free room.
Is that your hotel? Do you own that hotel?
No, I wish.
Oh, man. You got to get the team to stay down there. You guys should all get free rooms down there in Dallas, Texas. We love Dallas, but Hotel Zaza, I hear, is a great stay.
So I got something funny for you to say. So there are three locations that Hotel Zaza exists. It's Dallas, Houston. So they just opened a new one in Austin. So basically in Texas. And I heard that they were trying to put in San Antonio, but they were scared, that the hotel might not work.
So. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's a good idea. Have you been back to San Antonio? Are you taking the family on a vacation anytime soon to San Antonio? Or is that a place you're going to just stay away for the rest of your life?
Riverwalk?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, I never thought about not going there. Actually, you know, the second year, I did a nice walk on, you know, throughout the river, and you know, it was totally fine. So I don't expect anything to happen. So,
did you ever go to the Schlitterbahn, which was the old water park out there in San Antonio?
No, I have not done that. Maybe that's next.
Well, Zaza, we'll see you tomorrow night, Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. We cannot wait. Your former team, the Dallas Mavericks, taking on your current employer, the Golden State Warriors. Should be a lot of fun in this series. Warriors back in the conference finals for the sixth time in the last 8 years. It's going to be a lot of fun. And 6-0 at Chasing Her. They've been doing their damn thing at home this postseason. Zaza, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. And hopefully, we'll be getting ready for the NBA Finals in 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Anytime. Zaza Pachulia for the executive show. Hotel Zaza. Hotel Zaza, a little boutique hotel. You ever stayed in a boutique hotel?
I did when I was down in San Diego. I went to La Jolla. We stayed at the La Valencia.
Okay, I stayed at a boutique
hotel. I guess that's considered a boutique hotel.
Yeah, well, I was at a boutique a couple blocks away from the Gas Lab District.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was cool. The room was a little small, but it was different.
Yeah, they are small.
Yeah, they're small. They're tiny.
Old, but it's about the amenities.
Yeah, but the pool was really cool. Yeah, the pool was really cool. Got the floating water a little bit. Yeah. Had a little cabana or whatnot. So
floaties?
Yeah, a little floaty. I had a little floaty. Yeah. But the pool was kind of small, so I would float and be like, oh, time to turn
around.
Are
you in the kid pool or the shallow end?
They only had one pool. It was a small pool on the rooftop.
Oh, on the rooftop.
Yeah,
that's
it was small.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Petco Park was right behind.
Oh, yeah.
Went to a Giants-Padres game. Cool. I've warmed up the Petco. I used to think it was overrated.
Really?
It's not bad. It's all right. It's not bad. They don't have suites there, though, huh?
I wouldn't know, nor would I care. I mean, I'm just going to be sitting out with the fans.
You're like a suite guy.
Not really.
By the way, I spilled tea all over all my reads here, so this Boxer and Gerson is going to be an interesting one. The injury report coming up to you, brought to you by Boxer and Gerson.
Okay.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I swear, I feel like Sam Lubman thinks he's back in school. These injury reports get longer and longer and longer. Although there are a lot of injuries, we're one day away from the conference finals, tipping off between the Warriors and the Mavericks. But tonight marks the start of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. And for Boston, they could be without the DPOY, Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart, who is dealing with a right midfoot sprain that he suffered in Game 7 against the Bucks. He's currently listed as questionable for tonight for game number one. An MRI taken to Smart's foot on Monday came back clean, which is good news for Smart's long-term outlook. Celtics head coach Ime Udoka said the plan for Smart now is to ensure he is getting around-the-clock care in an effort to have him ready for tonight. The Heat, meanwhile, are dealing with the absence of guard Kyle Lowry, who has been ruled out for the game. What's so funny?
It's just these things are really long.
You can't go without talking for like a minute, huh?
No, I'm just listening to you stammer through it, and I want to like insert some funny jokes in there.
All right.
I think you'll just read it.
Kyle Lowry, due to a recurring hamstring injury that he suffered in the Heat's first-round series win over the Hawks, there's no word when the Heat expect Lowry back on the floor. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And get this, your phone calls are coming up. And actually, Flip's coming up. We're going to talk to Dave Flemmy coming up about the Giants, and we'll get back into the Golden State Warriors.
And you got
to
find out where Dave Flemmy is this week.
Oh, yeah, I know. What is it, the U.S. Open or the PGA?
PGA Championship.
Oh, is Tiger playing?
Oklahoma. Of course Tiger's playing.
You say Oklahoma like that's exciting or something.
Well, it's a beautiful course.
Go on, my son.
Nobody cares about Oklahoma. By the way, I ran into Art Spander, the great Art Spander, after Game 6. He was a little ticked off. He said, man, he's covered every single one of Tiger's major wins.
Okay.
He's like, since Tiger's played, he couldn't get a credential or a hotel room in Oklahoma. Said it was booked. Said it was packed. Poor Art Spader can't go to the U.S. Open.
I don't.
The PGA, whatever. Yeah.
PGA.
Yeah, PGA. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not an Art Spader fan?
No, I don't know how the media credentialing works. That's why we have Lucas Alexander here at the station to set us up with credentials.
Hey, Lucas, get on your job. Get on your job, Lucas.
I think Mattson, maybe.
Or Mattson. I prefer Mattson over Lucas when it comes to the credential stuff. I love you, Lucas. I know that stings. Dave Libby coming up, sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.